So here we are, Joseph Tame in Tokyo. It is Tuesday the 25th of September 2012, 3 minutes to 8 in the morning, and I've just got all ready to run. I'm all got all my gear on, batteries plugged in, ready to run, continue my latest Art of Running piece. Step outside and it's raining, and I haven't brought my waterproof iPhone cases. And so it's immediately made me think, I think I'll go back home and instead do a workout at home with the weights and things that I've got there. So one of the things I've decided to do in this new lease of life, now that I'm once again self-employed and in control of my schedule, one thing I want to do is really get fit. I know that might sound a bit silly when I've been running marathons and things, but I want to get rid of my belly, which never disappeared during all those runs, actually. And I want to be strong and ready to take on any challenge. So, because with the Nike campaign, I hadn't been training for a few months before that, and it happened very suddenly. I was ill-prepared. I don't want to be in that situation again. So that's why I've been going to the gym again and things like that. And yes, so I'm going to go back home and exercise in just a minute. So it's a really interesting process, this getting back into the swing of being self-employed and managing time, managing projects, not procrastinating. It's incredible now. Things like Facebook. Facebook is so integrated into the Mac OS 10 point, whatever it is, Mountain Lion, and it's amazing how the focus has really shifted to Facebook, and it can be an incredible time sink. I think it's potentially more addictive now than ever before, and that's something I'm aware of and I want to stay away from. People are also sharing more interesting content. Google Plus? Yeah, interesting. I want to use it, but I don't know. I guess for me, I think I'm probably going to use Google Plus for more tech-related stuff that I want to share that might bore my Facebook friends. Finally, I'm also updating my... also updating my website, Joseph Tame, after it was hacked and taken down. So we've got a couple of new posts up. Finally, also as of last night, I have a Japanese profile, which I used to have and then it kind of disappeared. So what I'm finding is that I've got so much work on that I do actually need an assistant now. So I'm pleased to say I have taken on my first part-time employee, who happens to live in the same house. So, of course, she has a full-time job, but she will be helping out just a little bit every day, every evening. So that's a tremendous help, especially as my focus needs to switch to, or is switching naturally, to more Japanese-speaking clients and things. So since I left my full-time job, was it 2-3 weeks ago now? I seem to be busier than ever. It's like when you retire, the impression I get is when you retire, you become busier than when you were working full-time. And that's something similar seems to be happening here. I've picked up with my Japanese study, so what I've been doing is using that Japanese study time to write Japanese blog posts for my website. You see, you're very cunning there, killing two birds with one stone. And then taking my manuscripts into class for my teacher to help assess. And one thing I'm finding is I still don't have any real free time. I guess that's not going to happen. I was kind of thinking that after a couple of weeks things would settle down and I'd actually have enough time to go to more Japanese lessons and things, but doesn't seem to be happening. I think it's just a case of making it happen. Well, anyway, you know, generally things are on the right track. I'm feeling very positive that I'm now able to better control use of my time, and that's great. So, all right, see you then. Bye-bye.